The final decision puts the number of furlough days at 11 for the remainder of fiscal year 2013. That's half the number DOD originally projected earlier this year when it was contending with both the prospect of a full year continuing resolution and sequestration. But now that a budget is in place and with some reprogramming of funds within DOD's operating and maintenance accounts, the Pentagon says it's been able to reduce the impact of the civilian workforce. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel made the announcement to an audience at the Mark Center, a DOD office complex in Alexandria, Virginia.
Difficult choice, but we had to make it. I tried everything. We did everything we could not to get to this day this way. But that's it. That's where we are. The leaders of this institution know the hardship this decision puts on everybody and your families. We're not unmindful of that. That's the most distressing part of this decision. And I'm sorry about that.
The Pentagon says the furloughs will save DOD about $1.8 billion in the current fiscal year, including the furlough exemptions Hagel approved in a memo yesterday. Roughly 680,000 out of DOD's civilian workforce of 800,000 will be furloughed and take an effective 20% pay cut between July 8th and September 30th of this year. Hagel says since he became defense secretary 2.5 months ago, his hope has been to reduce the number of furlough days to zero. But there are competing pressures on DOD's O&M accounts from other priorities, priorities the department has also cut back on.
We have cut maintenance. We have cut training. You probably know because you're all involved in some capacity of this. Our Army training is done for the fiscal year. We've had to bring wings down. We've had to idle ships.
But Hagel says ultimately he decided readiness couldn't take any more of a hit than it already has.
We got to a point where I could not responsibly go any deeper into cutting or jeopardizing our core missions on readiness and training, and I just couldn't do any more. That means that I've made a decision that we'll go forward with furloughs starting July 8th of 11 days. If we can do better as we get through the front end of this over the next few months, then we might be in a position to be able to knock that back. I can't promise that. I won't promise that. You deserve fair, honest, direct conversation about this. And I'm not going to be cute with you at all. This is where we are. We'll continue to look at it. We're going to continue to do everything we can.
It's still unclear what precisely would need to happen in order for the furlough days to be reduced below 11. But a senior defense official told reporters yesterday that, for starters, there would need to be no more unexpected costs or cuts to the DOD budget for the rest of the year. Congress would also need to approve a large reprogramming request the Pentagon expects to send to Capitol Hill in the coming days. And individual managers and commanders across all the military services and agencies would have to do everything they possibly can to hold down their O&M spending to a level that's lower than what the Pentagon is projecting the burn rate to be for the rest of the year. Some DOD components, including the Navy and National Guard, have been arguing they should be exempted from furloughs entirely, since they believe they found other areas in their O&M accounts to absorb their share of the sequestration cuts. But Hagel's furlough decision forecloses that prospect. The Pentagon is sticking with its position that everyone needs to chip in.
We're going in together. We're coming out together. No one's service, no one's going to be protected more than anybody else. And budgets are different. And everybody's budget's a little different. But we're all in this together. And I can't allow this great institution that does so much for our country, with such great tradition and history, with such great people, to get picked apart inside by each other. And I won't allow that to happen.
There does appear to be a slight caveat to that, though. The Department of the Navy is exempting far more employees than any other DOD organization on the grounds that they are essential to protecting the safety of life and property. In the Navy and Marine Corps, the total in that category is more than 7,500 people. The next closest is the Air Force at 933. The Army will exempt only 263. Also, DOD's agreed to exempt most of the Navy's civilian shipyard workers from furlough. Almost 30,000 of those employees will be protected. A senior defense official says those furloughs in particular would be unusually disruptive to the process of building and maintaining very high-value items like carriers and submarines. Also, teachers in DoD schools will have a modified furlough schedule, 5 days instead of 11. That's a special case because those schools need to operate a certain number of days in order to provide a school year that matches up with national accreditation standards. Other exemptions include some civilians who work in healthcare facilities and in child care centers. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.